Welcome to Explain the Prophetic, where each week I give you a prophetic perspective, and we sometimes have interviews, and we're looking together for how hearing God's voice can change not only our lives, but the world around us. You can hear God, and as you build that connection, your whole life will change. Remember to follow me at social media, at Sean Bowles, or subscribe to this podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to Exploring the Prophetic. I'm your host, Sean Bowles, if you haven't met me yet. And today's episode is going to hit home for those of you who've been waiting and praying and faithfully stewarding your journey with God. And then suddenly, everything changes. You step into the word you've carried for years and favor opens up. And the door you've knocked on for a decade or more swings open overnight. But then what happens after the breakthrough? What do you do when you're suddenly living the very thing you prayed for? And it's both amazing and overwhelming. That's what we're talking about today. Spiritual whiplash, when God accelerates you to the promise faster than your emotional or mental expectations were prepared for. I've gone through this. I know many of my friends have gone through this, where all of a sudden you're in the breakthrough. I had friends who were waiting for a child. They did everything they could, and all of a sudden they had twins. They weren't prepared for twins, and they had twins. It created that kind of whiplash of like, oh, way beyond our expectations. This is a blessing, but it's also twice as much to care for. I've had friends who were waiting for a certain building to open up for their church. And then when they actually did get the building, it wasn't the building they were waiting for the whole time. It was a whole campus. And they all of a sudden had to believe God for the stewardship of an entire campus when their church only fit into about 1/10 of it. And they did just that. So there's spiritual whiplash we can face when all of a sudden God fulfills a promise beyond what we could hope for or expect in our wildest dreams, Ephesians 3:20. But if that's where you're at right now, if you have a sense about where you're going to be, today's word is going to hopefully equip you, encourage you, and just give you some spiritual philosophy of how to handle these things as we dive into the word. So make sure to subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. And I also want to remind you, our spiritual growth community is open and active. And this month we have a powerful, powerful new class about how to hear God's voice for your calling, or if you've already heard his voice, to get a blueprint for your calling. This is all about you and God and figuring out the intricacies of what he's made you for, created you for, and how to understand your calling. So it's going to be so good. Go to bowlesministries.com and click on either the banner or the mentoring session. And I am the teacher. I get to help mentor you for 4 weeks. We're going to have special guests each week talking about their calling. I think this is going to be an incredible class, and it starts just Tuesday night. So come join us. Okay, so let's talk about this. We often focus on the challenge of delay. I've talked about it a lot. When things feel stuck, when things aren't moving, what do? How do you wait with grace? How do you wait in an active way? But what it feels like, the way of God, of course, but the stewardship of the in-between we've talked about, many of us forget that the sudden fulfillment of a prophetic word can be just as disruptive, especially when you're not emotionally calibrated to the speed of God's acceleration, which I think he often does that to us, is that we aren't ready for how big or how fast or how different he's going to move, especially if we had expectations that were linked to words we've got or even our own calling. Maybe we've looked at other people and thought, I'm going to do it that way, or my life's going to be that way. My ministry is going to be that way. My business is going to be that way. Even my family is going to be that way. But how God does it with you, you're a snowflake. He's going to do it completely unique. I know my wife and I have experienced this, where all of a sudden God, you know, we were waiting on a house. We were just praying and saying, okay, we're going to spend in LA 10 years saving up or even more for a down payment for a house, because houses are very expensive there. And so we were on the slow track and we were waiting on a house. We were leasing a building for our ministry in LA, and then we were also leasing the house we were in. And we were realizing that maybe we could put both of those together and work out of our home and have a couple employees work remotely and a couple work out of our home. And so we were praying into this. And as that happened, we had somebody who loves our ministry, but also loves our family, say, we want to help your family get into a house that has space for, more space for ministry to be birthed out of it. It has some sort of outbuilding or something on that space. And they helped us to get into a building that was way different. It needed a lot of stewardship. It needed a lot of renovation. It needed a lot of work. And when we got into it, we both looked at the mountain of it. I know Sheree said, oh my gosh, there's giants in the promised land. This is the promised land. But there's so much to do. There's so much implementation of structures and systems in the house, systems in the building that just didn't work. And so it was a lot of work, but man, it was awesome. But we had some times where we felt buried by the promise. We felt buried by the goodness of God because of where we were at in the stages of it, of just the stewardship, and especially because it happened so fast and we didn't have experience in certain types of renovations, certain types of systems being put in place. So it was really intense for us, but man, it trained us in a way that nothing else could for stewardship. Man, we were learning so much about that. And I call these kinds of experiences spiritual whiplash. I'm not sure that's a positive connotation. It's not a biblical term, but it's when you have been walking in the steady, even slowly move of God or move of your relationship with God. You're in the word, you're praying, you kind of have a grid for what God's doing in your life, but then God suddenly shifts you into a new season. And I feel in those seasons we're so grateful, but we're also overwhelmed, right? I'm so grateful, God, but I'm overwhelmed. Some of you, if you understand that, say hashtag my turn, maybe you're there right now. But it can show up like being offered a job or a platform you didn't feel ready for, or being thrust into leadership because someone else's sudden transition. We had some friends up in the Northeast that they were looking for pastors, so they took the interim slot, and then the church was basically like, we want you to be the pastors. They're in their 70s. They didn't want to start over again in that level, but they were like, this feels natural. This feels like a fit. And so God takes them after retirement into a whole new career, which is in ministry. And we've seen so many different transitions, but they are overwhelming transitions once you step into them. Again, when the children of Israel stepped into the promised land, it was not just easy bread and butter cutting through, you know, the easiest thing in the world. It was actually something where they had to learn how to occupy. They had to learn how to steward things that they hadn't created, infrastructures again that they hadn't created. And having the influence or an audience you've been praying for explode overnight. Maybe it's for your business. Maybe it's for a platform you're building. Maybe it's for something else. That's not easy. And anybody who's ever gone viral in any way, you understand that there's a pressure. I know one of the reasons why Bob Hassan, who's my co-host of Exploring the Marketplace, which is out. Season 5 is out. Yay, you guys got to go listen to it anywhere podcasts are. But Bob Hassan, who helps me interview people about their careers and their workplace, it's amazing because he's come along several organizations that are like ministries and businesses that they were being killed by their success because all of a sudden they had cash flow crunches and they had, you know, tons of orders or tons of good fruit, but they all of a sudden had a cash flow issue or they had a space issue or whatever it was. And so these things, success happens, it comes with its own series of problems. So when God's favor comes, many times there's new greater levels. And I don't know if you've heard that old Pentecostal term, greater levels, greater devils. And you almost heard me say that one, which I say, greater levels, greater devils, but also greater angels or greater breakthrough, which I think is powerful. But, you know, some people, you get the financial breakthrough of the business success that moves faster than your systems can move. I've seen that happen with companies before that I've even consulted. And instead of feeling joy, you feel a strange tension. A lot of people get that imposter syndrome. Am I even prepared for this? Is this my role to play? Like all of a sudden successful in a way, you know, one of the major businesses we talked to for a while, they felt like almost ambushed by the success that God gave them. And they weren't prepared for how quick the cash was coming in and how many employees they had to hire. And they didn't have necessarily their company culture yet. And so they hired people that were friends and family first that weren't a real fit for what they needed. It was a mess. And so a lot of times when the favor of God comes, there's a little bit of a mess. You got to lean in, press in, and grow and adapt really quickly. I'm going to share with you, you're not the only one who's ever felt that way. If you're feeling a little whiplash or a little bit of like, wow, this promised land is full of new types of work. I thought it was going to be easier than this. There's all kinds of biblical examples of acceleration. I'm going to look at a few of them. Of course, we know Joseph. Joseph went from, you know, the prison all the way to the palace in one day. Now, it wasn't really in one day because he had years of foundation built into him. But when he went in, he wasn't necessarily, yes, gung-ho, I am so prepared for this. I was made for this. I'm sure he was like, okay, I was just another prisoner. I had the gift of interpreting dreams. And all of a sudden, he's second command over all of Egypt. And he had to have a moment that's like, what happened to my life? And I'm sure it was all good in the sense of like, this is amazing. But he also had probably a feeling of like, God, if you don't come through for the rest of this, I'm going to be inadequate for this job. Like I only got here because of you, Jesus, and I can only maintain this because of you. And there's something about being on that other side of the equation of not waiting, but being in a promise or being in something that God's prepared you for that's overwhelming because you never feel like I'm enough. You feel like God's enough. And that's a huge, huge, weird factor for humanity because we like to be in control. We like to understand how to place our feet in every situation. But you're not always going to understand that. You know, David was anointed years before he ruled. But when Saul died, his rise to king happened suddenly. He had no time to gather any of his strength or any of his like approval or whatever he needed. He just started to govern immediately. And I'm sure that was awkward. I'm sure it was like he knew as king, but it's different being a king. Some of you knew about your calling. You've had words about it. God's spoken it to you. You even maybe had a sense of it from the time you were growing up. But when you get into it, when you're actually walking it out, it can feel like, whoa, this is big. And maybe you're in another phase of it. Even when you go from one stage of it to another stage, all of a sudden you can feel like, okay, wow, there's a level of maybe success or favor or interest in your work or company or whatever it is that you go, this is huge. You know, and we look at Esther, of course, the moment she was unknown for her whole life and the next she was royalty. And then very quickly, she went into a position to save her people from genocide. And that wasn't just a promotion. It was pressure and influence and spiritual weight all at once. I know some of you can experience or have experienced that where it's you realize that something that you're involved in. I know some of our friends who are in politics or in entertainment or media, they were so excited about the calling because they're going to be in media, they're going to be an entertainer, they're going to be a politician. Then they get on the other side of it where you're in it, and all of a sudden you have the weight of what you're in politics for. Like God's given you an assignment or a mission in his spirit to represent biblical values or kingdom values in such a profound way that can change culture or change an issue or whatever you're advocating for. It can be the same in any career field. And that's a really hard thing to all of a sudden have the weight of that hits you. You know, you're here for such a time as this. It changes the conversation internally and even externally. And there's a common denominator that between these biblical figures that they didn't chase the moment. They weren't reaching out for the moment. The moment chased them. And I think there's something about letting God chase us down with our calling once we understand it. Once we start to understand what we, you know, he's put us on this earth for, sometimes it overtakes us in time. And then you need the grace to handle it from God. And that only comes from a living relationship, reading the word, prayer, real intimacy with God. And favor itself carries a lot of weight. We have to remember that. Favor carries weight. I've gone through seasons of favor with different groups, businesses. I've had favor in entertainment industry people, favor with politicians, favor with business leaders. And there's certain seasons where that favor was a tipping point for their company or something amazing happened. And then there's other times where I had favor enough to speak to somebody when they were out of line in their character or in their morality or whatever else. And those are that favor, whether it's for someone's tipping point or that favor to be, have the heart of a king, so to speak, or a queen, so to speak, and actually speak in their process. It's hard to carry that favor. Sometimes we forget that favor doesn't just open doors. It also adds a lot of responsibility. And we always say, I want the favor of God. But if you want the favor of God, you have the responsibility of stewarding the heart of God. If you have the heart of God, you have the responsibility of stewarding his love towards people and interaction of the word towards the world around you. And when God fulfills a word over your life, especially one that involves people or platforms or leadership, there's always a new spiritual weight that you carry. Luke 12:48 says, to whom much is given, much will be required. You know, in the same sentiment that Spider-Man, Uncle Ben tells Spider-Man, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. The Bible actually says this, to whom much is given, much will be required. So when you see people out there who, you know, Jeff Bezos just got married and he, of course, there's a lot required out of him because he's one of the biggest billionaires on the earth, but he's not walking with God billionaire. So he's not somebody who has an accountability structure. So you can buy the biggest shot and have a $25 million wedding. And it's really inconsequential how he's going to spend his money or spend his world. But if you're walking with God, God actually has his fingers on those things in your life. So if somebody becomes a billionaire, so to speak, and there's a lot of Christian billionaires, God's actually asking them to partner with their resource. So he's not just saying, do whatever you want. He's actually saying, let's do something for Jesus, for his kingdom, for the Bible, for the gospel to be released. And so each one of us has this responsibility that's required when we get more favor, whether it's the favor of finance, the favor of being known, maybe reputation, the favor on our family, the favor of health, the favor, whatever it is, we have a responsibility. And this isn't a warning, but it's a call to maturity. And a lot of people don't want that call to maturity because they get something, you watch it. Quick wealth in the NBA, quick wealth in the NFL, these sports leagues has caused so many young men to come to ruin because they have quick wealth and they spend it all. And now, thank God, there's financial advisors and there's different people who all come alongside the contracts and help them all each step of the way. But for many years, they could just do whatever they wanted. And many of them ended up bankrupt by the time they were done with their contract. And I mean, they would be bankrupt of millions of dollars because they didn't know how to handle anything. And so we know that this isn't a warning that we have great responsibility, but it's actually a calling that we have great responsibility. It's part of stewarding relationship with Jesus, that we're stewarding everything that we have, and all the favor comes from above for a work from above to the earth. And here's what we really need to know. You don't have to be perfect, thank God. You do have to be anchored, and anchoring yourself in the word and the nature of God is hard, because that's one of the reasons why, like, for people who have the favor of finances, one hard thing that happens for people who didn't get that finance by anchoring in the Lord is that they have a hard time giving, or they have a hard time releasing or tithing and supporting maybe the local church they're involved with in a real way, because they feel an attachment to the finances, almost like a grief in giving versus a release in giving. But when God's given you the favor, you can easily release it. That same thing with maybe human networks of friendships and relationships. Maybe you have a lot of people you're connected to, and other people become brokers of that and sell those connections or try and get a deal on those connections. But you're freely giving those connections because you freely got those connections from the favor of God. And you could watch how when man's stewards are self-interest and sometimes selfish interest, but when God stewards through man, when we're operating in the fruit of the Spirit, when we're operating in the book of Proverbs, we're so much more, we're operating like Job in the early chapters that it describes Job. there's so much more respect and honor, and the principles of the kingdom are so much more demonstrated. The people, even how you make decisions and give away relationships and tithe and all those things, can become saved or closer to Jesus just because of your example. I mean, acceleration happens. You don't need more talent. You don't need more skill. You don't need more anything except for discernment. You need more discernment. Of course, we always need talent. We always need skill. We always need whatever additions, but you need so much more discernment as your number one goal. So much in discernment, like Solomon said, when he said, give me wisdom or discernment that I could build your temple and build all that you want on the earth. That's like when you get into a season of favor, you want to ask for God, give me the ability to know what's in your heart for all this favor, like giving the ability to know. And if you have favor without purpose right now, then you start to pray for purpose. What is the promised land behind this promise resources or these things that are happening in my life? And when your world expands quickly, this is huge, you have to shrink your distractions. And that's one of the things that happens sometimes beforehand, before you have a breakthrough of favor. A lot of times there's a purging or a season of repentance, a season of reducing, coming into new agreements with your family and friends, maybe a reduction of even the amount of people you spend time with, the whole thing. And you might be going through that reduction now, but knowing that there's a reduction before there's a release of favor might help you, because intimacy with God becomes non-negotiable in these seasons of waiting. And then you carry that into a season that's so intense, like so much activity. And I know many people who, you know, will tell me, Sean, I pray 3 or 4 hours a day. And I'm like, that's awesome. I love that. And there's some people who have a lifestyle of that, but there's some people who are in a season of push in the kingdom and push in their purpose where they don't have 4 extra hours a day to pray. And so they're worshiping God by doing. So they're still in the word, they're still praying every day, but they're actually worshiping God and they're connecting to God by being present in their calling in all the different ways that they have responsibility. And so I think sometimes it sounds really ultra spiritual to have 2 hours a day to pray. But what's ultimately spiritual is walking with God all day long. Of course, having time in the word, of course, having time to pray, but not necessarily idolizing that time as that's the thing that makes your life, you know, the real thing. The thing that makes your life the real thing is walking with God because of the word and because of his spirit throughout your entire day, throughout all your relationships, throughout how you handle your character, your life. So I want to say how to handle spiritual whiplash. One of the biggest ways, and these are some of the keys that I've learned, sometimes the hard way, is you got to acknowledge the tension, and it's okay to feel overwhelmed and sometimes disoriented or even unsure of yourself when your season changes really quickly. You don't want to shame yourself for needing time to recalibrate. Like sometimes you have to put something on the back burner that was really important, you know, and unfortunately, a lot of people, when a season of promise happens, sometimes they'll put something that's really important on the back burner, like maybe self-care, like working out or eating healthy or these kinds of things. Or it's the same thing we do when we have a baby. Like a lot of times when people have a baby, they don't do self-care. They don't have as much time to do calendar meetings or planning or being really deliberate because they're just responding to this new life. And some of that's just normal and natural. But sometimes we have to actually come back out of that and go, okay, for this baby and for myself, I have to change the way that I'm relating to this and not just be reactive, but use proactive energy. So you might have to come away from whatever God's birthed in your life, like that new child in the spirit, or maybe it's even a natural child, and recalibrate for a second or have time of recalibration. You also got to return or maintain your intimacy, because when this acceleration hits, if you don't prioritize your personal time with God like never before, you're gonna see that you don't have the strategy you need. You're gonna need more presence from the Holy Spirit. You're gonna need to know what's in his heart and know who he loves and know who you're supposed to aim for. And then, you know, asking for wisdom, James 1:5, one of my favorite scriptures, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. And I love this scripture because I always lack wisdom. There's so many things I'm praying about and I go, I don't know what to do about this. And there's so much hardship in this world because there's kind of like God shows you to do something or you feel to do something compelled by your convictions and your Christianity. You do it. And then there's a human factor, because there's people who have their own agenda. Then there's the enemy factor, the devil doesn't want it done. And so you're having to rebalance against all those things. And so you need wisdom in the moment, because no matter what God's called you to do, even if he gives you the grace to bulldoze through to do it, there's still resistance and there's still other people involved. And that's going to change daily how you interact with the world around you. And so you have to have wisdom. And so I think wisdom is one of the most underrated things we could ask for. But I love what they say here is, you know, anyone lacks wisdom, ask and God will give it to you generously. So you may have grace for a new role, but you'll still need wisdom to build well. Or you may have grace for the promised land, but you still need wisdom on what to do with it. And one of the biggest ones is don't fake your stability, but build your stability. Just because all kinds of other people think you're living the dream doesn't mean you have to pretend it's easy or that it's very dreamy. I mean, sometimes when you get into the thing that God's called you to do, I've talked to pastors that have experienced this. I've talked to, you know, business people who've experienced this, families that experienced this, where you just feel like, man, I almost feel guilty because there's so much goodness in this, but there's so much challenges too. There's so many new battles. There's so many new things to go through. So some people are like, oh, now you have it. You've arrived. And there's never a time we've arrived in the kingdom. There's never a time that we have, that it's easy for somebody who's doing kingdom things. And there's grace, but when you're in seasons of pushing forward something new in your life, there will be a time where it becomes more grace-filled, where you become more understanding of what God's doing in your life, where there's more of a settling into it. But in those initial release seasons and those seasons where God's pushing favor in your life for a purpose, it's not easy. You don't have to pretend it's easier that you're totally stable in it. You can invite mentors and spiritual community and godly counsel in the process. One of the worst things that happen is people get isolated because they feel like no one can relate to them. They get the Elijah syndrome where they're like, there's no one like me and there's this Jezebel against me. And the reality is that, you know, God speaks to them and says, even though he had all these threats against him, God's like, there's all these other prophets right over here. You can come out now. You're like, there's people who can relate to what you're experiencing. And I'm not giving Jezebel the ability to kill you. So get out of this funk, you know? And I feel like some of us get into this place where we isolate in seasons of favor. I've watched especially people in media and entertainment do this, is that they go into a season of intense work and intense favor, and then they don't know how to relate to people outside of that. And they don't know how to be vulnerable because they don't feel like anyone's going to relate to them. But people will relate to you. God's putting people in your life. It could be one, could be two, it could be your spouse, it could be your best friend from years, it could be someone at church. But he'll always put people in our lives that can help us. Maybe not fully relate, but they can help us. They'll have empathy for where we're at. And the last thing is, we got to celebrate and stay really sober. You know, rejoice in the breakthrough. Really, seriously celebrate what God's done. I know that there's things that my wife and I are even praying right now, just going, wow. We look at ourselves from 6 years ago, 10 years ago, and we can't recognize ourselves because God's done so many things internally inside of us, but also externally in how we do ministry and how we do relationship. We are so different. And because of that, we have a different response in the world around us. We have so much more available to us. And so there's acceleration seasons and certain things that we've done over the last couple of years that's really special. And so you don't want to lose that grounding. You want to actually celebrate, be grateful, know you didn't bring it. Promotion can also come with temptation at times, which is like striving and pride and codependency, comparison, people pleasing, all the things, right? That God's prepared you in the waiting season to overcome. He's prepared your character to have refinement so that when you walk into something, you can make those choices based on what he's shown you in the secret place. And so I want to help some of you. I hope this does help some of you. If this is your word, make sure to, again, hashtag my turn, because then we can pray for you on our YouTube and on our Facebook. But I want to help some of you just through a prayer, because I think some of you are in that season where there's a good thing that's taken off in your life that you've been waiting for. But maybe at the same time that there's a good thing, there's a hard thing happening somewhere else in another quadrant of life. And I can't tell you how many people we've had interviewed through the years where they'll tell us, like, right when I was in my greatest breakthrough, there's the greatest trauma. I know one of the husbands who his wife started going through cancer when they started getting their business breakthrough that they were believing for as a couple. And she was on her deathbed. Luckily, she came back. Luckily, you know, she overcame the cancer through the grace of God. But it was one of the hardest things I ever walked through, to have to go through that. Another man we interviewed, and some of you will hear this in season 5 of Exploring the Marketplace, he lost his wife when he was building the best business he's ever built, when he's building a company culture, and his wife went bipolar disorder and then went into a couple of different things, and he lost her. She actually passed away, and he had a mentally handicapped daughter, and he had to walk through that whole experience. So he's dealing with, as a single father, and he's dealing with a wife who's just passed away and the success of his business. So, you know, and hearing thousands of stories from people, a lot of times there's a hard that's breaking through out as that's the same time as the good. That doesn't always happen. There's not a yin yang in the kingdom of God, but a lot of times there's a testing of our faith. And there's also God knows when to release the good, and he knows how to release, if there's something that's hard that's going to happen, he knows how to contain it in a season of grace for us. And so don't anticipate a good and a bad at the same time. But if a bad is breaking out the same time as a good, know that you have the grace for both. Know that God's with you in each situation and circumstance, and tell us if that's happened to you before. But I'm going to speak over you real fast, because you need to hear this again. For those of you here in the season, if God's moving faster than you expected, he trusts you. God trusts you. He's opened a door suddenly that he's prepared you for. More than you even think, he's prepared you. And if it feels too big or too much or too fast, He hasn't led you figure out alone. He's with you. He's giving you the grace for the acceleration. So I want to pray for you. And before we do, I just want to remind you that this podcast every week and everything we do at Bowles Ministries, whether it be exploring the marketplace, whether it be the Sean Bowles Show news commentary show, and whether it be the school that we do, we have an online academy mentoring community that we invited you to in this episode for my next class. Everything we do is because of the generous donations of people just like you, so we can reach the masses. I used to travel all the time, and it took us, you know, 10 years to reach the same amount of people we reached in our first year of media. And so I know that God's called us to the media sphere. And one of the ways that we're doing that is by these different podcasts and this online training program. Besides all the podcasts and the TV appearances and stuff that I do, our main proponent as Bowles Ministries is to be able to bring people truth and be able to bring people closer to Jesus and help people to hear God for themselves. And so if that registers true for you, we need your help right now, because we've been so targeted by mainstream media places, progressive left, YouTube has been hard at times, like different platforms that we use have had strikes against us for taking a stand, a bold stand for the kingdom and for biblical values. And we need your help to be able to keep going in the way that we're called to keep going. So you can make a donation of any amount at bowlesministries.com and just click the give button, or bowlesministries.com/give is another way to do it. And it's going to help us so much on our mission, our mandate. Okay, I just wanted to tell you that, but let's pray. God, I just pray for every person who's stepping into something that they didn't expect so big or so soon or so overwhelming. I pray that you would give them peace. I pray God would give you clarity, that God would give you emotional strength, that God would let you feel no pressure over your life, not no pressure over the calling, that he would carry that, that his yoke would be easy and his burden would be light for you. But Lord, remind us that you never promote us without purpose, and that what you start, you're going to sustain. And in this season, let it not just be increase of some favor or of some resource, but let it be an increase of intimacy with you, God. And we pray this in your name, Jesus. Give us revelation to steward all that you've called us to, in Jesus' name. Well, thanks again for listening, Exploring the Prophetic. If this encouraged you, make sure to subscribe. Leave a review, especially. That really helps a lot of people get involved. And share this with someone in your life who's also going through something just like this. And we want to be part of your journey. That's why we ask you to subscribe, because that way you won't miss any of our videos at all. And we'll see you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.
Thank you for listening to Exploring the Prophetic. If you want to learn more about hearing God's voice, come over to my website, www.seanbowles.com. That's S-H-A-W-N-B-O-L-Z. I have many resources for you there, like some on hearing God, like my best-selling book, Translating God. I have prayer books on breakthrough and provision to help you to have more language to talk to God. And we even have a devotional on this series called Exploring the Prophetic. I also want to invite you to spiritually grow by joining our online thriving mentoring community, where we have 12 four-week live classes a year on subjects that will shape your relationship with God. Themes like hearing God's voice, dream interpretation, deliverance, and so many other spiritual themes from expert teachers. And I personally get to train you in my Prophetic Monthly Mastermind live group if you join. Plus, when you join, we have an amazing online community with a spiritual growth pastor who will lead you in weekly groups to practice what you're learning. Go to bowlesministries.com or seanbowles.com and click on mentoring community. See you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.